Now, members of the European Parliament have slammed the United States for what they call impeding trade and investment between the European Union and Iran. According to the European Commission, 50% of all EU companies that say that they're willing to do business with Iran have been discouraged due to the uncertainty created by U.S. banking-related sanctions. Press TV's Jerome Hughes has a report from Brussels.
It is clear that EU legislators from across the 28 member states of the European Union are eager to see their countries benefit from closer trading ties with Iran. During a debate on the matter in the European Parliament, many MEPs expressed frustration that a significant number of EU banks and firms are reluctant to do business with Iran because of banking-related US sanctions currently being imposed against the Islamic Republic.
The Commission should explore as soon as possible the adoption of a new mechanism and measures in order to decrease the dependence of the European companies on American credit and insurance institutions.
Analysts say Iran is fully implementing its side of the nuclear deal reached last July, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. However, ongoing U.S. sanctions are holding up major deals between Iran and firms like Airbus.
Airbus is waiting now since 5 months for the US Treasury clearance, and that I think is unacceptable. So we don't just need to hear what efforts are taking place, but we really need the results.
The European Commission has told MEPs that half of all EU firms that have expressed an interest in doing business with Iran are holding back because of the remaining US sanctions.
Why we cannot force banks, of course, and other businesses to take certain decisions in commercial matters. We will continue committed to assuring that Iran can reap the benefit of the plan of action.
Despite the difficulties, experts say a huge number of EU businesses are very keen to invest in Iran as quickly as possible.
I think we're going to see a positive trend continuing, although clearly these ongoing sanctions from the United States will, to a certain extent, impact on investments in Iran.
The European Commission says it is currently organising a symposium that will take place soon and will bring together EU and US officials as well as business leaders with a view to reassuring EU-based firms that trading with Iran and investing in the Islamic Republic is a good idea and that they won't face any penalties from the United States for doing so. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.
And now we're going to swing over to Boston. We're joined by Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, to get more on the story. Now, Mr. Afrasiabi, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told Iranian top diplomat Mohammad Javad Zarif in a conversation that he's campaigning and doing what he can to get countries to do business with Iran without worrying about repercussions from Washington. Is this a big lie, and is he playing both sides of the fence, or is there something more to this story?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure, but what is clear, however, is that Secretary Kerry's efforts are not enough, and they have to be backed up by the people in the U.S. Treasury Department and the White House. And Secretary Kerry can't be, you know, the lone ranger that is going to be out of the office a few months down the road, and nobody is listening to him, basically, in the European banks and elsewhere because of that. But I'm really happy to see this development with the European lawmakers that serves as a hopefully a wake-up call to the White House to, you know, stop its foot dragging and obstructionism vis-a-vis the nuclear deal. And the voices of discontent in the international community against the U.S. and how it's impeding the progress of the nuclear agreement, which Iran has been faithfully implementing, is growing by the hour. And this reaction by the European parliamentarians has to be followed by proactive actions such as pro-trade legislation and so forth. And just as one of the lawmakers say, putting into practice some mechanism that lessens the dependency of European banks on the American credit institutions. So this could have, you know, wider repercussions for the U.S. economy if they're not careful about it.
Right. And doctor, you know, Iran has time again blamed the U.S. for not living up to its commitments under the JCPOA since it was supposed to get implemented. Why do you think the U.S. has not honored, like you mentioned, the Treasury, the White House? Why haven't they, exhausted more effort into honoring this agreement, which took multiple countries. Obviously, that's what the frustration that we're sensing from European Parliament lawmakers is that there's so many top diplomats that went through so much painstaking effort to reach this deal. Why do you think Washington and the Treasury, like you just mentioned, are not exhausting more effort to get this thing implemented?
Well, part of it, I think, is technical because of the existing non-nuclear sanctions on Iran that complicates any effort to lift the restrictions, for example, on Iran's access to U.S. dollar. That requires legislative change in the U.S. Congress that simply is not forthcoming because of the dominance of that institution by the anti-Iranian hawks, particularly in the Republican Party. The other element is, of course, traditional American hostility toward Iran and the inability to shift gear and recognize Iran as a, force of stability and peace in the region and so forth, and to continue demonizing Iran and then using this excuse in order to not to live up to their expectation. And finally, one must add the influence of other countries in the region and beyond that are hostile toward Iran and are pressuring and lobbying Washington in order not to, live up to its expectations.
Thank you for your contribution to the program, Doctor. That was Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, joining us out of Boston.